感谢主，我们有这个福气，下午继续在这边敬拜神。
We thank God for this great blessing of gathering together this afternoon to worship God.
教会让我们今天下午有一个这个家庭查经的讲习会。
And the church has appointed a Bible facilitating seminar for this afternoon.
所以我小弟想说，从这堂课我们就开始来想一想这个家庭查经的问题。
And I thought that starting in this session, we could begin thinking about the importance of facilitation in Bible study.
最近有一个同龄跟小弟打电话。
Recently, there was a believer who called me on the phone.
他说呢，有一个受洗的弟兄因为他是做餐馆的，没有办法常常来教会参加聚会。
And this a believer who called me spoke about a member who has a restaurant, and because of his business, he cannot come very often to church.
但是他觉得长久没有跟大家一起崇拜查经聚会或是听到聚会他觉得心里很空。
But he felt this great vanity and emptiness in his heart because he could not gather together with the brothers and sisters to listen to the word and pray.
所以透过这位同龄他希望说我们可以去跟他一起做家庭礼拜、家庭查经。
And this brother spoke to the believer who called me and asked us to go to his home and to have a Bible study.
真的，如果我们生活当中缺少神的话，常常我们都觉得内心好像少了什么。
Indeed, when we lack the word of God,In our lives, we feel this emptiness.
我们为什么要查经呢
？And why should we study the Bible？
我们来考，不是考试了我们来问一个问题哈。
And we can ask a question.
就是圣经对你很重要。
Is the Bible very important to you？
因为它，然后你填空你要填空因为圣经怎么样
？So this is fill in blank. The Bible is very important to you because.Blank.
刚刚 有听到有人发言怎么样
？For what reason？
因为它是神所默示的，谢谢。
Because it has been revealed by God.
还有没有？圣经对我很重要，因为。
The Bible is important to me because.
教导我们学义
And it instructs us in righteousness.
还有没有？圣经对我很重要，因为。
The Bible is important to us because.
它是神的话。
Because it is the word of God.
还有没有其他的
？Any others？
它是属灵的粮食。然后呢？是我们上天国的地图。这边有话，这边有话说。
Any others？
哎。
And the Bible is our emotional support.
很好哈，那还有没有？来，圣经对我很重要，因为
The Bible is important to us because it is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path.
还有没有？感谢主哈。
Any others？
感谢主，我们在这里很多人从小明白圣经哈。
Thank God, there are many of us who have come to an understanding of the Bible from our childhood.
所以他们的确知道圣经的重要性。
And this is why we know the importance of studying the Bible.
这个大家都很多都谈过了。
Many of these topics we have covered in the past.
我不晓得听谁的，有人说这一边，有人说这一边。我想他是 freeze 住了，如果他 freeze 住的话，无论哪一边都没有用。没有电了。这是刚刚大家讲的答案了
And these are.Many of the answers that were shared.
我们看提摩太后书三章十六节。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
后书三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
我们大声开口来念。
Let us read out loud together.
三章十六节十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
开口念，因为就是什么语言都可以
In any language.
讲 español 哈。十六节十七节圣经都是神所默示的于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益处的教属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事 世界哪一本书敢讲说他是神的呼吸？
What other book in the world can claim to be breathed by God？
只有世界上只有三本书啊，讲他们是神写的。
There are only three books that can claim that they were written by God。
圣经啊，我们比较起来觉得它真的是神所写的。
And it is only the Bible that is the scripture that is written by
God。它会教训督责我们。
Because it corrects and instructs us。
所以有时候我们读圣经啊，就会觉得啊，圣经上这样讲，我没有做到。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we discover that we have not achieved this standard.
所以圣经真的是神借着它跟我们说话。
And the Bible is a tool of communication between God and man.
有一次啊，那个我们教有一个同龄在纽约念书了哈，那这个小姐妹啊，她在 Facebook 上面说一个故事啊，刚好被我读到了。
There is a sister who is studying in New York, and she shared something on Facebook.
他说啊，他以前在伯恩教会的时候啊，看到一个我们的弟兄跟一个慕道朋友在讲话。
When she still was living here in Baum Park, she noticed one day that there was a brother who was speaking to a truth seeker church.
他说这个圣经真的很奇妙啊。
And he said,
我们的同龄跟那慕道者讲了哈。
The believer said to the truth seeker, "Our Bible is very amazing."
然后他就躺到椅背上去，我们的弟兄就躺到椅背上面去。
And then the brother leaned back.
他说，奇怪啊，每一次读啊都有不同的感受。
It is very wonderful because every time I read it, I have different understanding of it.
我们那个小姐妹啊，在纽约念书那个小姐妹就说，她把这句话听进去了啦。
And this young sister who studies in New York heard this and remembered it.
然后现在一个人在外地念书。
And now she's studying by herself in New York.
自己也开始读圣经啊。
And she started reading the Bible by herself.
真的发现到她换到那个经文了，好像那个经文呢。在对他说话。
She discovered that as she read the Bible, each of these verses would speak out to her.
她说她体会到了那个弟兄所说的。
And this is how she experienced what the brother had shared.
这个圣经真的是活的。
The Bible is living.
因为它是神的话。
Because it is the word of God.
请问你读过最古老的一本书是哪一本书？
What is the most ancient book or scripture that you have studied?
应该是圣经啊。请问家里有《论语》的，有《论语》的，请举手。家里有《论语》的，有《论语》。请问《论语》，孔夫子是什么时候的人物
？And who has Confucius' writings at home? And when?
孔夫子是神之耶稣之前，耶稣之后。
Did Confucius exist?
那我们这里有没有历史的老师啊
？Before or after Jesus?
我以前知道，现在好像忘记了。
God.
苏格拉底大概是主耶稣一百年前的人物啊。
And Socrates existed 100 years or so before Jesus.
孔夫子跟苏格拉底差不多同时代的人物。
And Confucius must have existed around the same time as Socrates.
但是圣经啊，最古老一部书是现在3400年前，就是主耶稣1400年前写的一本书啊。
And the earliest version of the Bible is 3,400 years old.
但是很奇妙啊，现在的人啊，一读啊，还是读到心里面去，很奇妙。
But it is amazing that even now, when we study it, it comes into our hearts.
所以啊，牛顿说啊，有些书啊，他一辈子再读一次啊，没有像那个penny 一样没什么用的啊，读一次就可以丢了啊。
Newton said that some of the books he has read are like pennies; he can just read it and throw
them. 有些书像 silver 啊，很宝贵，你要多读几遍呢。
But some of the books that he has read are so valuable that he must read them again.
有些书啊，像圣经就好像金啊，像金的那么宝贵的一本书啊。
And very few books are like the Bible, which are as valuable as gold.
因为它是神的默示。
It is because the Bible is a revelation of God.
再来，圣经讲它里面有永生啊。
It also contains eternal life.
我们看约翰福音5:39.
Let's refer to John chapter 5:39.
约翰福音5:39.
John chapter 5:39.
5:39.
Chapter 5:39.
我们一起大声来念。
Let us read out loud.
5:39.
John chapter 5:39.
七，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经啊。这个圣经里面有永生啊。
Eternal life is contained within the scriptures.
那这个永生就是给我们得救的智慧。
And eternal life gives us the wisdom of salvation.
我们看提摩太后书三章十五节。
Let us return to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
好，三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
我们开口来念。
Let us read out loud.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因着基督耶稣有得救的智慧啊！因着耶稣基督啊，我们读这个圣经啊，能够有得救的智慧。
Through Jesus Christ, when we read the Bible, we will receive the wisdom of salvation.
啊，您怎么样得永生呢
？How can you attain eternal life?
那个方法在哪里呢
？And what is the method?
啊，在圣经里面。
It is found within the Bible.
啊，圣经有天国地狱的道理。
The Bible speaks of the doctrine of heaven and hell.
啊，圣经上有怎么样洗礼的道理。
The Bible speaks of baptism.
啊，我觉得就我们人世间啊，也是几乎人世间的问题啊，圣经里面都有答案。
There are solutions and answers to the problems of human existence in the Bible.
啊，给我们不只是将来得救的智慧，也是今世得救的智慧啊。
It doesn't only give us the wisdom of salvation into eternal life, but also the wisdom to live in this world.
我请问大家一个问题啊。你们在日常生活当中有困难的时候
Let me ask you a question. In your daily life, when you encounter difficulty,
您曾经啊读圣经，然后从圣经上得到答案吗
Have you ever read the Bible and found the answer to your problem?
您有这样经历的，请你举个手，我们来看一下好不好
If you have had this experience, please raise your hand.
请你举个手，我们来看一下
Please raise your hand.
啊，不要客气啊、哦、
Don't be shy.
哦，谢谢啊、哦。啊、的确啊，真的是很多人有这样的经历啊、哦、
Indeed, many have had this experience.
有时候啊，真的我们不晓得怎么办。
Sometimes we don't know how to go about these problems.
我们有一个长老，他每次布道之前呢、啊，他都要跪下祷告。
There was an elder who always prayed before he went out to evangelize.、
啊、祷告当中呢，神就给他题目。
And in the midst.Of his prayer, God will grant him a topic.
所以我们的答案呢、啊，常常在祷告当中。
Therefore, we can find these answers within our prayers.
有时候我们的答案就在圣经里面。
And the answer can also be in the Bible.
当然，我们要小心了、啊、哈、
哦。We must be careful.
啊，不是有问题，然后就把圣经当这个算命书哈、哦，这样一翻开，找那一节是什么意思哈、哦。
And we should not just have a question and then pop the Bible open to look for an answer.
而是平常读圣经的时候呢，就知道啊，神在跟我们讲什么。
But rather, in our daily Bible reading, we should come to an understanding of God's word.
啊，真的那些字句啊，啊啊，对我们有关系的、啊，真的会浮上来哦。
Because all these verses that apply to us will come forth.
好，我们来再来读一下诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
Let us also refer to Psalm 119, verse 9.
诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
Psalm 119, verse 9.
一百一十九篇第九节。
Psalm 119, verse 9.
好，我们一起开口来念。
Let us read out loud.
好，开口来念哈，预备起。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？就是要遵行你的话啊！圣经啊啊，它是一面镜子。
The Bible is a mirror.
啊，当我们读圣经的时候呢，会对照我们的行为。
When we read the Bible, it is as if we are seeing our behavior within this mirror.
这个圣经有时候像两刃的利剑呢、啊。
And sometimes it is a double-edged sword.
啊，它能够把我们的心刺进去了。
It can pierce through our heart.
啊，把我们的思想显露出来了。
And it reveals our thinking.
如果圣灵真的在我们教会里面动工了、哦、
If the Holy Spirit truly works within our church,
如果圣灵真的在你的心里面动工了、哦、
If the Holy Spirit truly works within your heart,
你每次听道理每次读圣经啊，你就会觉得好像里面的话有一些就是你现在生活问题的一个提醒
Every time you listen to the word and read the word, you will find that thereare certain topics in the Bible that apply to your daily life.
啊，这个礼拜我刚好做了什么事情
？For example, this week I did certain things.
圣经一翻开就知道，跟我们讲说，哎，你这样做好像不对哦。
And when I read my Bible, I find that this was not the right way to.
我来听道理，好像道理是针对我在讲的哦。
Or when I come to listen to a sermon, it seems as if the message is referred to me.
啊，如果真的我们有这种感觉，愿意接受啊，真的就是圣经像一面镜子啊。
And if we are willing to accept this truth, the Bible becomes a mirror.
其实圣经真的很甘甜呐、啊，哦。
The Bible is very sweet.
我们来看耶米书十五章十六节。
Let us refer to Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
来，我们开口来念好不好
？Let us read out loud.
来，我们现在因为下午嘛，大家精神比较不好。我们现在呢，请弟兄念。
Let us ask the brothers to read out loud.
如果大家比较累的话，就请弟兄站起来念。
And then we can ask the brothers to stand and read.
那现在先不用站了哈。现在坐着念就可以了。
For now, just read while you're sitting.
十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
我们弟兄来念。
Brothers.
预备起。耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称你名下的人。我再问一个问题，请大家不要客气，因为我刚刚问的问题举手人不多，我就觉得很奇怪，是不是真的这样？您读圣经曾经有觉得很喜乐的请举手，圣经就是我的喜乐，请举手。
How many have experienced a great joy when you read the Bible? Please raise your hand.
感谢主，不要说读圣经啦，就是有时候听道理我都很喜乐，真的。
Sometimes when I listen to the word, I also experience great joy.
有时候那个后面的袋子我拿回家，我听了好几遍还在听啊，都是弟兄姐妹的或者是其他长子的袋子啊。
Sometimes I take sermon tapes home and I listen to them several times.
真的觉得很饱足啦。
And I feel satisfied.
这里说是灵粮哦，是你吃了可以把它吃下去的东西啦。
And it is a spiritual bread that you can partake of.
真的，我们没有吃东西，你肚子会饿啊哦。
When we do not eat, we feel hungry.
所以我们如果没有常常亲近神哦，人的心就很空虚啊。
If we don't constantly draw near to God, then our heart is empty.
我们看到这个世界，大家都是 iPad, iPhone, iPad, i this, i that, 都是在 i 嘛，那其实这个 i 到最后就是 i bored, 很无聊，就是科技的东西你一直按到最后就是很无聊了，就是这样子啊。你如果没有神的话哦，给你再好的东西哦，按到最后你会觉得生命很无聊。
In this world, there are many technological advances, such as the iPhone and the iPad, but in the end, it only causes boredom.
如果有神的话，你就会有饱足啊，真的很奇妙的。
But if we have the word of God, we feel satisfied.
有个爸爸跟那孩子道歉呢。
There was a father who apologized to his son.
说孩子啊，对不起哦，我今年没有办法带你们去 vacation 啊哦。
He said, "I'm sorry, son, but I can't take you on vacation this year."
他的孩子跟他怎么说？
And what was the son's response?
爸爸，你说什么？我听不懂了。你已经好几年没有我们带我们去 vacation 了。
I don't know what you're talking about. You haven't taken us on vacation for several years.
然后他又加上几句话，他说：“我们家的孩子好像在家里就很喜乐了啦，不用 vacation。”
It seems like our kids are very happy at home. They don't need a vacation.
那我这句话，真的是那个爸爸很感动。
And this really moved the father.
人不一定要 vacation 才饱足啦。
We don't need to have a vacation to feel satisfied.
人哦，有神有道理听哦，心里就有力量。
When a man has the word of God, then he has an inner strength.
这个就是属灵的粮食啊，这很奇妙。你听了，你就会饱足，很奇妙的一个事情。因为人是神造的，神知道人的内心需要什么东西啦。
This is a great mystery because spiritual bread can satisfy us. God has created us and He knows what we need.
所以我深信人活着绝对不是单靠食物。
I sincerely believe that man does not live on bread alone.
真的是靠神口中所出的一切话。
But rather on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
这个圣经可以成为我们这个打仗的武器。
The Bible can also be your spiritual weapon.
我们来看以弗所书六章十七节。
Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
以弗所书六章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
我们请姐妹来念好不好
？Sisters.
六章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
来，请读。
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
The sword of God is the word.
这个神的话就是一支剑。
And the word of God is a sword.
当你圣灵充满的时候，你就帮我拿这支剑呐来防卫自己。
When we are full of the Holy Spirit, we can take the sword to defend ourselves.
所以你看主耶稣啊，当被这个魔鬼试探的时候啊。
When the Lord Jesus was being attacked by the evil spirit.
哇，圣灵的剑拿起来，用神的话，当当当当当，魔鬼就插不进来了。
And he took up.The sword of the Holy Spirit and Satan could not attack him.
那就神的话，那就用神的话抵挡魔鬼的。
It was with the word of God that he could defend himself against Satan.
所以我们平常要多背神的话。
We should build this habit of memorizing the word of God.
因为有时候你圣经不在手里面哦。
Because sometimes we will not have our Bible close at hand.
所以这个都背到里面去了哦。那像 data computer data 一样，需要的时候圣灵就把它拿出来让你来用，来抵挡魔鬼。
Once we memorize it, it is like saving something into a computer, and then we can pull it out to defend ourselves.
来拯救灵魂啊！哦。
And it can also be used to save souls.
好，那我们再问你一个问题。
Now we'll go on to our next question.
我很喜欢读经啊。
I really like to study the Bible.
那我读经应该有什么态度
？And the type of attitude I should have.When I study the Bible is,
我读圣经应该用什么态度
？What type of attitude should I have when I study the Bible？
哎，你很喜欢读经
？You really like to study the Bible。
请问你应该用什么态度来读圣经
？In this case, what attitude should you have？
是你喜欢查经
？Or you like to
一样的中文一样，用哎，啊来，啊要有谦卑的心。还有没有
humble heart.
啊？要有饥饿的心。
Must have a hungry and thirsty heart.
还有没有其他的来
？Any others？
啊？要专心哦。
Concentrate.
那个不能昏心呐、啊。
We should not be distracted.
哎，昏心读不懂，好，很好，来，还有没有？
Any others?
我很喜欢读圣经，所以我读圣经应该什么样的态度
？I like to study the Bible, and this is the type of attitude I should have when I study my Bible.
用圣灵来读圣经，要祷告来读圣经。
To study with the Holy Spirit and to pray.
还有没有
？Any other？
不要客气啊、哦。
Please don't be shy.
Yes. 啊，要恒心啊、哦，不要今天读三章，一个月之后都不再读了。
To be consistent.
但是啊 ，sorry.
Not just to read three chapters today and not read any more for the next month.
啊，谢谢你们的分享哦。来，我们也分享几个。
Thank you for your sharing.
那个读圣经要把它当成是真的神的话，你要静听啊！哦。
We must quietly listen to God's word.
我刚才就是蔡弟兄说的啊，不，就是那个叶弟兄说的哦。你专心，其实就是你要静下来听。现在神借着这本书在跟你讲什么。
Well, brother, you said it was right. We must be concentrated, and we must be quietly.Trying to figure out what God's word is telling us.
来，我们请读《撒母耳记下》第三章第十节。
Let's refer to
撒母耳记那个写错了，《撒母耳记上》对不起，《撒母耳记上》三章十节。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 10.
那我们现在请三十岁以上的念来。
Please, we'll have the believers who are 30 and above. 大家喜欢睡觉。To read out loud.
撒母耳记上三十章十节。
First Samuel chapter.Chapter 30, verse 10.
对不起，第三章，我现在是我要念的，因为我是爱睡觉了。来，第三章第十节。
First Samuel chapter 3, verse 10.
来，请三十岁的以上念。
Please read if you're 30 or above.
预备起。请说仆人静听、哦、
Speak for your servant is listening.
读圣经要有这个态度、啊、
This is the attitude we should have when we read the Bible.
当你安静下来的时候你读的味道会不一样
When we are quiet down then we have a different perspective.
因为神说我要安静、啊、
Because the Lord has said I want quietness.
神是一个安静的神
And he is a still and quiet God.
你安静啊神就会感动你、啊、
When we are quiet God will move within us.
我听一个传道人这样讲啊
I heard a speak a preacher.
然后他读第一次没什么感觉，同样一句话，同样一卷啊，他读第一次没感觉。
The first time he read a book in the Bible, he didn't have any inspiration.
啊，第二次开始有感觉。
And the second time he felt something.
啊，第三次开始掉眼泪啊。
And the third time he read it, he shed tears.
啊，其实刚我们坐下来啊，其实我们心还没有静下来了哦。
When we first sit down, our hearts are not quiet.
你静静的啊，你会知道神在安静当中对你说话。
And when we can be quiet and silent, God will speak through the silence.
再来，我们要虚心呐、啊，哈、哦。
We must also be poor in spirit.
因为我们不要以为我们这个经文读过了。
We should not think to ourselves that we have already read this passage.
因为其实你每次听都会听到不同的感受。
Because every time that we listen to the word, we will have a different understanding.
我听到一个工人他这样分享啊。
One holy worker shared this.
他每次坐在台下听到弟兄姐妹证道。
Every time he sits in the audience and listens to the sharing of other speakers.
他常常可以举一反三，他分享一点，主耶稣启示给他三点。
He will listen to one point, and God will reveal three more points.
如果我们常常觉得这个经文我以前读过了，我知道了。
If we feel that we've read this passage and we already know this passage,
那我们呢可能就神阻挡骄傲的人，我们可能就没有感受了。
But God will oppose the proud, and we will have no feeling towards this passage.
所以我们来到神面前要虚心，虚心的人有福了。
Therefore, we must come before God with this attitude of being poor in spirit because they will be blessed.
因为圣经里面记载很多很多用理性很难了解的东西。
The Bible explains many things that cannot be understood logically.
所以呢，我们也要用信心来读啊。
Therefore, we must read this with faith.
怎么主耶稣医治人家的病，用那个和那个泥巴，还吐口痰，还抹在人家的眼睛？你说这如果是对的话，下次我也来学学看。
If Jesus could make a mixture of saliva and mud and heal a person, then I should try this next time if this is true.
其实我们如果有这种疑问其实这个道理对我们本身没有什么好处。
If we have doubt, then the word will be ineffective.
因为它是神的话。
But this is the word of God.
所以里面很多故事只是时间还没有到，时间到了，你就会得到证明，虽然你现在不了解。
There are many stories that you will come to an understanding when the right time has arrived.
最近请问你们有没有在网络上面或者是社会上听到一个新闻，就是他们在以色列地现在挖到那个挖到那个哥利亚，哥利亚是什么人？哥利亚是哪一族人？腓力士的什么人？亚纳族的人。他们在以色列现在挖到亚纳族的人的那个头颅还有身体啊。
And Israel, they have excavated a Philistine, the remains of a Philistine tribe.
那个没有办法骗人，对不对？那是一个坟墓，那里面所埋的那个头大概是你的头的两三倍大，这没有办法骗不了吗？这是头颅，就是人的头颅，就是在那里面呢。
It is a tomb, and within it they found a cranium that is two or three times bigger than a regular person.
真的，每个人都跟小 Q 比小 Q 和 Oniyo 还要粗还要壮啊！每个人都那个挖出来的人都是这样子的。
And the people in this Philistine tribe were as big as Shaquille O'Neal.
那你以前在读说哥利亚那么高，那么那个织布机的轴拿起来当剑，你想说这个是神话？怎么可能有这样的人呢？拿那么重的东西，这个可能是神话。
In the past, when we read the story of Goliath, we might have thought that it was a myth. How could a man be so big and powerful?
但是你的时间一直过去你就会知道人一直从我们现在一直找到圣经上里面以前不可以相信的东西了
But as time progresses, we can find evidence of things in the Bible.
如果我们不相信，我们对没有信心我们对圣经的读的解释会跟有信心的人完全不一样。
If we don't have faith, the interpretation that we have of the Bible will be completely different from that of a person with faith.
你知道但以理书他是在谈到这个巴比伦国巴比伦希腊罗马马代波斯的一些历史
The book of Daniel describes the history of Babylon and Macedonia and other nations.
就是波斯啦，希腊罗马啦
Greece and Rome.
那没有信心的人就认定但以理书是呢，这个是后期的产物，就是已经到罗马帝国之后，人家才假借古代的人的名字是写出来的。
A person without faith will think that this narration was written after the Roman Empire and it was just using the names of characters in the past.
但实际上不是这样跟我们讲的。
But this is not what the Bible says to us.
就是看你有没有信心去接受，真的神有办法把人类的历史事先跟你讲清楚。
It depends on our faith whether we can believe that God can reveal the history of mankind before it comes to pass.
这是信心问题啦。
It comes down to faith.
所以瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活，这都是信心问题。
for the blind to see and for the paralyzed to be able to walk, this all depends on faith.
那我们读圣经也要思想哦。
And when we think about faith, we must also consider it.
我们读圣经也查圣经也要思想。
When we study the Bible, we must have thoughts.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
提摩太后书二章七节。
Second Timothy chapter two verse seven。
我们现在请六十岁以上的，六十岁到一百岁的来读。
If you are 60 to 100, please read out loud。
提摩太后书二章七节。
Second Timothy chapter two verse seven。
哇，来预备起。阿们，啊，阿们，好，保罗说：“我讲的话，你要思想。”
Paul said, "You must reflect on what I have said."
啊，所以我们中国人说啊，“学而不思则，思而不学则，啊，学而不思就枉费了，思而不学是倦怠了。哦，你学还要思。”思还要学，学要思想，你学习要思想，你思想要学习。
You must reflect what you study and study what you reflect on.
那保罗说你思想，那神就会给你智慧了。
Paul says, if you reflect on this, then God will give you insight and wisdom.
笛卡尔说我思故我在，你思想你就在。
I think, therefore I am.
所以我们要思想神的话。
We must meditate on the word of God.
那你思想呢？啊，神就会啊启示你奥秘呢，哦。
And once we meditate on God's word, then God will reveal His mystery.
我最近听到一个张传道从马来西亚来证道，我讲道有讲过，但是我多讲一点哦。
I shared about a pastor from Malaysia.
他在卡诺加教会布道。
He was conducting the evangelical seminar convocations in.Park Church.
啊，第一天的题目是耶稣是道路、真理、生命。
And his topic for the first night was Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
第二天的题目是教会是道路、真理、生命。
The second day's topic was the church is the way, the truth, and the life.
第三天的题目是教义是道路、真理、生命。
And the third night was the teaching is the way.
Doctrine.
The doctrine.
对不起，不是教义，我说错了。Sacraments.
The sacraments are the way, the truth, and the life.
Sacrament 中文是什么？圣礼，哎，圣礼是道路、真理、生命。
The sacraments are the way, the truth, and the life.
哦，所以那么一直想呢。
And I reflected about this.
我说我读圣经读一辈子了，不是一辈子啊，半辈子。
I've read the Bible for half of my life.
没有想过这些问题嘞。
But I have never thought of these matters.
这位年轻人啊，不，这位神的工人，对不起。
And this young holy worker.
哦，真的有在思想神的话。
He has truly been meditating upon the word of God.
仔细想，很有道理的。
And if we think about it, it is very reasonable.
那如果你们要想什么道理，去卡诺加教会去录音带听了哦。
If you'd like to understand it better, you can listen to the tapes from Canova Church.
这个道理哦，你要想，可以想出很多东西来。
We must meditate and reflect on these doctrines.
但是想也要小心哦，不要想那个怎么一想就跟其他圣经就不是这样讲，你偏偏要想那一方面的，那就麻烦了，这个就变得很麻烦了。
We must be careful when we think about it because it should not contradict other parts of the Bible.
所以你想的东西必须要其他的经文真的可以来支持你哦。你可以提出来跟弟兄姐妹共勉，就是哇，真的很感谢主，原来真的是有隐藏的玛拿在圣经里面呢。
Our reflection should be in accordance with the rest of the Bible, and we can share with the brothers and sisters because this is truly a hidden manna in the Bible.
那再来，读圣经的目的就是要遵行哦。
And the purpose of studying the Bible is to carry it out.
你如果去做，你才知道这个话是活的，是真的啦。
It is only when we exercise it that we know the word is living and true.
比如说圣经上讲，施比受更为有福。
For example, when the Bible says it is better to give than to receive.
但是我这一辈子从来没有这样做过。如果我这一辈子从来没有施给。
And if I have never tried to give rather than receive,
你很难了解这样的道理，你听得到这样的道理，你体会不到这样的道理，因为给比较好啊。你给我五块钱，你给我东西吃，这个比较好啊。
We might hear it, but we cannot experience it. We think that receiving is better.
啊，等到有一天你真的手心向下哦。
Until one day you actually give first.
哎，我知道，哇，原来是这么喜乐的事情啊！
You will discover that it is a very joyful experience.
啊，原来人生可以啊、有这么奇妙的感觉，你有爱的感觉。
And we can experience this feeling of love.
啊，比如说信上讲说啊、我们要奉献十一捐。
For example, the Bible tells us to offer tithe.
这个道理有对有些人来讲实在是很难接受的道理啊。
It is a very difficult teaching for some of us.
啊，有时候我们传道人哦，也就是说，也怎么讲，也不太好意思把这个福气的道理跟大家分享啊。
Even for pastors, it is difficult to share on this topic.
对，不好意思把这个福气跟大家分享了，福气了。
It is difficult to share this good fortune with everyone.
因为这个道理哦，对一些人来讲，那是一个很大的负担。
Because this doctrine is considered a burden by many.
但是如果一个人真的这样做，
But if someone carries this out,
他真的会有体会呢。
He will experience.
不一定是属世上的祝福了
哦。It might not be a material blessing.
但是他一定会有所体会啊。
But he will surely have a spiritual experience.
那这个就是遵行神的话。
And this is to obey God's commandments.
那当然，我们在教会里面这样福气的道理是不勉强的，都是一定要甘心乐意哈。你要甘心乐意，你才会体会得到了。
It must be a cheerful and willing giver to experience this blessing.
比如说安息日的道理。
For example, the doctrine of the Sabbath.
啊，真的，我们真的用心来到这个地方。
If we come to church wholeheartedly,
慢慢享受它
and we
慢慢体会为什么真的是安息日
gradually experience the Sabbath,
真的是一个休息的日子啊
it is a day of rest.
啊，你会知道你不是会老是抱怨说神啊又是安息日、哦、我不来你又生气来了呢、哦、又实在是、哦啊、好辛苦啊你看气死人了为什么老礼拜六就要来呢
we won't grumble to God saying ifI don't come, you will be angry with me.
有的人守安息是怕我不来神会打我。
Some come to observe the Sabbath out of fear, if not, God will punish me.
其实哦，安息日不是这样的意思啦。
This is not the purpose of Sabbath.
啊，你去体会看看，去遵行看看。
We must obey it and experience it.
你会知道，安息日成为我们最喜乐的时光。
And we will find that it is the most joyful time of our week.
我们当中有个姐妹啊，有次在家庭聚会的时候分享一个故事，我记住了，哎。
There was a sister who shared a story during the family services.
啊，她说啊，她到东部去出差啦。
She went to the East Coast for work.
啊，离教会很远呐。
It's very far from church.
啊，而且下雪天呢。
And it was a snowy day.
但是她很喜欢守安息日。
But she really loves to observe.
她很享受安息日。
And she wanted to observe the Sabbath.
啊，所以就开车开车，下雪天哦，开去费城教会聚会，结果费城教会门关起来。
So during a snow.
因为下雪没有开啊。
She drove all the way to Phoenix Church and it was closed.
然后那时候她最享受最想要的就是在安息日能够跟神亲近、哦、
But what she longed for is to draw close to God on the Sabbath.
真的很多人、哦、很喜欢今天呢。
There are many people who love the Sabbath.
啊，因为他们在今天、啊、真的体会到神的恩惠平安跟喜乐。
Because on this day they receive God's grace, peace and joy.
好，我们查经的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of studying the Bible？
哦，剩下十分钟了哈，我很快就讲过去。
We'll cover this in the next 10 minutes.
那个，我们平常在听道理哈，你都是听那个讲道人员他有心得的啊，跟你分享。
When we listen to the word, it is the reflections of the speaker.
啊，通常哦，如果你是安息日来哈，我们大概分享生活性的道理了。安息日。的早上，尤其是早上，下午有时候分享比较查经性的道理。
Usually on the Sabbath morning service, we will speak about daily life application in daily life, and in the afternoon is Bible study.
啊，因为那个比较适合大众的需要。
Because it is more applicable to the lives of most of us.
但是在圣经上哦，除了生活的东西哦，他讲其他很多的东西嘞。
Aside from daily life, the Bible speaks of many other matters.
如果你没有参加查经的聚会哦，或者是没有自己查哦，我们对圣经的了解通常只有在生活的层面而已。
If we don't participate in Bible studies or read the Bible on our own, we only have a very superficial understanding of the Bible.
那因为我们查经是一章一章的查下去啊。
But when we study it chapter by chapter,
当然有的经文我们会跳过去，因为有时候自己查不太懂的。比如说像利未记啊，利未记有时候你读了半天，一会杀这个，一会献这个祭，一会献那个祭，一会这个节这个，哇，他个乌撒撒这样子。
We may skip some books in our own reading because we may not understand it, such as the book of Leviticus with its sacrifices and offerings.
但是很多经文呢，如果你一张一张答，你就很有系统的把神要让人类了解的旨意呢，就可以明白呀。
But if we are consistent in studying it, in a sequential manner, then we will come to an understanding of how God prepared our salvation.
这样子我们的信心啊，就可以有根有基了。
And this will give a foundation and root to our faith.
这个是查经的一个目的啊。
This is one purpose of studying the Bible.
那这查经就是要挖掘那些隐藏的玛纳。
It is also to unearth the, to dig for the hidden manna.
我们看启示录第二章第十七节。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 10, verse 11.
启示录二章十七节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 11.
启示录二章十七节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
那我们请刚刚三十岁到五十岁的人来读。
Those who are aged 30 to 50, please read out loud.
启示录二章十七节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
我们一起来读。不是，我刚刚说三十岁到五十岁。
30 to 50.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。这里到说呢，这个神会把那个隐藏的玛纳赐给我们。
Here it tells us that God will grant us this hidden manna.
我们就可以深知神的奥秘。
Then we will clearly understand God's mystery.
为什么你拜托你参加家庭聚会的查经呢？
Why do we encourage people to participate in the family Bible studies?
我感谢主，我们很多弟兄姐妹都尽量选择一个晚上参加一个家庭聚会来查经。
It is best to choose one of the weekly family services and participate in it.
请你有空找一个吧，好不好？
If you have time, please find one of your local family services.
真的，它很多的好处啦。
It has many benefits.
第一个，你真的灵性会不知不觉的长进了，因为你圣经一章一章的读。
First, you will have gradual spiritual growth.
那第二个呢？你会跟弟兄姐妹的感情越来越好。
Second, you will build a better bond with your brothers and sisters.
因为圣经讲说，两个人比一个人好啦。
Because the Bible tells us that two are better than one.
我们来读一下传道书的第四章第九节。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes chapter
传道书第四章第九节
chapter 4 verse 9
四章九节到十二节
chapter 4 verse 9 through 12
来我们现在请这个现在要几岁现在变几岁来三十岁以下的来读好了
if you're under 30 please read it out loud
请读
two are better than one
你要读大声你是三十岁的开始
two are better than one because they have a good return for their work If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone?
十二节
Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
如果没有参加家庭的查经，你真的比较跟弟兄姐妹容易熟练起来。
If we participate in the family services and Bible studies, we will become more familiar with the brothers.
到最后你会觉得自己好像一家人一样哦。
And we will feel as if we are part of one household.
这样子在信仰上真的可以彼此提携。
And then we can encourage one another.
更重要的就是我们查经的时候可以边听边问呢。
More importantly, in these Bible studies, we can listen and ask.
这个耶稣在十二岁的时候到圣殿去。
When Jesus was 12 years old, he went to the temple.
他在教师那里坐在他们当中，边听边问。
He sat among the teachers of law, and he listened while he asked.
边听边问对道理的了解更加进步。
When we listen and ask, then we will have a better understanding of the Bible.
这样子我们教会就可以建立起来哦。
This is how the church is built up and established.
所以小弟竭诚的盼望。
This is my great hope.
您可以找一个地方家庭查经哈。
That each of us can find our local family service.
大家能够彼此建立跟造就。
That way we can mutually edify one another.
能够一起奔跑天国路。
And to join together in our spiritual walk to heaven.
感谢主，我们就先到这里哈。
we will conclude here.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
二十五首。
Hymn 25.
God's law is perfect and giving revival weary soul. God's testimonies are all sure, wisdom from all to all. The statutes of God are just and give the heart delight. God's precepts are the ring and pure, and give the eyes cheer sign. The fear of God is always keen, enduring us the sign. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous everyone. And every more to be known, though beginning to worship more, be me guardian, shall be formed from shadi di me guardian. Your servants find enlightenment by means of them, O Lord, and in the keeping of your law there is a great reward. Let all my words and my thoughts, my Lord, my Redeemer, find favor now and always win acceptance in your sight. 请坐。
Please be seated.
小弟再讲一次哈。
I'd like to re-emphasize.
如果您还没有享受过家庭聚会的喜乐跟团契，
If you have not experienced the fellowship and joy of family,
请你为这个事情祷告看看呢哈。
Please pray about this matter.
在就说在困哈，可能你找你们家附近的哈，你跟教会讲一下，也许你们就可以再找一个，哦，就是真的家庭读经真的很好，家庭查经真的很好。
A bit challenging, we can look for our local one because it is very beneficial to us.
再不行，跟你的家人也可以一起查经了哦。
We can also have Bible studies with our own family.
因为哈，在分享当中呢，你就会听到别人怎么走信仰的道路。
And during the sharing of these reflections, we can understand how others walk their spiritual path.
你就可以了解到，原来神对每个人都的作为都这么奇妙。
And we will realize just how amazing and mysterious God's work is.
你会知道，原来他对这个经文是这样领受的。为什么我以前没有领受过这个角度呢？
And we'll discover a different perspective that they have come across that we may not have encountered.
我们的生命真的会丰盛起来。
And then our life will be very abundant.
那所以，不只是查经本身呢，而是爱的交流。
It is not just how important Bible study is, but also a fellowship of love.
所以，盼望弟兄姐妹再次的考虑这一点哦。
And we hope that brothers and sisters can seriously consider this matter.
我们一起同心跪下祷告，愿主耶稣祝福我们，带领我们的教会。
Praying one accord and ask for God's guidance.
我们继续为刚刚早上宣布的那些需要带导的同龄来带导。
Let us also pray for the brothers and sisters who may be.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray one accord.